eternity. Free vine, like gold, transcendent praise, shine down from above. The Almighty One, I'm a child of the light in the school of life. Ecstasy, especially on perishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return. I dance with my dogs to the beat of the holy sound. That fire arrived unmediated with grace, illumination in me. I am full of peace, not afraid of what lies ahead. This gift to my heart, overflowing joy. It's just God's way of loving us, revealing the way. Ecstasy, especially on perishable life, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return. I awoke from the dream of the hell that I made, 'cause the light is alive and I feel only bliss. Now I need to share this gift with the world. I realize who I am. Now I must lead a flock to the land of milk and honey that taste and a glimpse, beatific vision in the burning bush. Well, in exile, so sweet, I could cry.
Oh!
Ecstasy, especially on perishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return. Ecstasy, especially on perishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return.
Sing with me.
Ecstasy, especially on perishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return.
There is illumination in self realization that you are a beloved son and daughter of God.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Turning Points and Transformations. This is Brian Rice from OFJ, the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, coming to you here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, bringing you now a special episode of this series, this ongoing series. We are going to put on hold Treading on Scorpions, and we're going to talk about today the consciousness of light. Before we do that, I want to thank you for your continued listenership and for your time that you've spent away from doing holiday things, preparation for the holidays, time spent here listening. I am grateful for that. I just wanted to indicate and let you know that this episode is free for download at turningpointsandtransformations.org. Turningpointsandtransformations.org. Yes, you can download it for free forever, for as long as I'm around, as long as I'm on this earth, and it'll be available to you there, because I know in Black Talk Radio you're limited from what you can download and what you can't. So go to that address that I just gave you in your browser, and you'll find it on the website. Great. Very much. So, what are we going to do? We're going to explore the very thing that we cannot fragment or shatter, that of light. We are going to talk about and explore the one thing that is mysterious beyond all conceiving of the mind, that of which is infinitesimal, is incredibly vast, and cannot be comprehended by the human mind alone, but through expansive consciousness, the consciousness of light, we can grasp some truths, some mysteries to our existence, and we can come to know deep within that we belong, and we became, and we were begotten by this one light, that of which is whole, that of which was always, is always, is a constant, will continue to be a constant forever, because it is forever. It is everlasting. We live in a world of separation, but we ultimately never separated ourselves from the infinite and from that of God consciousness, or the field of unified awareness. Separation only seemed to occur. We only seemed to be individuals in a world with separate forms and separate things and separate individuals and separate entities, separate species. In the separate forms that seem to exist, the many multitude, the multitude, all comes from one indivisible source, illimitable source, the illumined source. In all cultures and mythologies, we speak of beings of light. We speak of the presence of light, the coming of light, the coming of light into the world, being the light of the world. That we are. We forever will be, no matter what we do. No matter what choices we make, we will forever be light, and lit by hope, and lit by the experience of love, for that is what we are. Nothing can change that. We exist in that first original state, the primordial state of oneness. And in the light of that oneness, in the mystery of that oneness, is our true nature. Our true nature is found. We only, in relativity, in the experience of relativity in this world, appeared to be separate from light. We seem to be captivated by darkness. We seem to be afflicted by darkness at separate times, at separate positions in the universe, at separate locations at separate times. But we never left our source. And that is a mystery itself, that it takes a lifetime to even begin to ponder. But in our moments today, in the spirit of the holiday season, of all holidays being celebrated, the one uniting, the one unitive commonality is that of light. Light is our essence. Light is what we celebrate. Light is what we do and what we put up and what we decorate our houses with in this season, whatever it may be for you. We create festivals of light to celebrate the gift of light in this world. We celebrate inner light. Light has come through individuals. Light comes through individuals. Light will always come through individuals. Though we are individuals, we are one. And that one source, which made us, which emanated us, which radiated us, sustains us. We speak of a unified God awareness, a unified field of light, a unified field of awareness, of consciousness, of presence, of beingness. We speak of frequencies. We speak of levels of light transmission. It's the transmission of light. From infinite light to our individual experiences of light that makes things meaningful, that makes life endurable. We can endure all things through the power of light. We have within us the inner guru, the inner teacher. Guru meaning the dispeller of darkness, the bringer of the light. We have within us this power. We have within us this grace. We have within us this amazing, wonderful, radiant presence that can change all things, that can illuminate all things, that can make all things new. What is the consciousness of light? Let's not get scientific about it. Light can seemingly in this world be fragmented or can be fractured or can be bent and refracted. But light, as I mentioned earlier, is all-encompassing. Light is overpowering. Light is not only fascinating to explore, but it brings a comfort in times of sorrow. Light enables us to celebrate. Light enables us to dig deep within ourselves, to find the best in each other. Consciousness and light have so much in common. We mentioned expansiveness earlier. Consciousness is naturally expansive, ever expansive, ever becoming. Light is the same way. We search for figures in our life that will help to enlighten or shed light upon things that happen. We look for figures, gurus, dispellers of the darkness, bringers of light, individuals who are connected with the light presence. We seek light bearers. Many of the avatars that have come to this planet, many of the enlightened masters that have lived and been the transmitter of revelations, newfound teachings, wisdom, have been said to be beacons of light. Light is a common factor, a common denominator in all traditions that celebrate the infinite nature of God, God awareness, God current, God life, the circuitry of God. Consciousness and light are one and indivisible. Consciousness exists in gradations, and it can be said to exist in gradations. And so, therefore, we can say that the light, even though it is not divisible, exists in gradations in different people's awareness. And so when we receive inspiration, it's not the same for everybody. It depends upon your gradation of consciousness, where you were at, where you are resonating, what frequency you are on, what wavelength you're connected to in the realm of the infinite. Our thought life is influenced by light and consciousness. Our thought life is colored by consciousness and light. There's nothing that we can do that can separate us from our true nature. Our true self. Those of the Hindu tradition would call it the Atman. Those of the Christian tradition would call it the Christ. Mystical traditions, the God self. The Buddha nature, the Krishna consciousness. The light has come, the infinite light has come in so many forms, but is one, and forever will be one, and forever has been one. For light is always. Speak of going to a place of light somewhere in constitution with heaven. When we think of visions, or visionary experiences, we think of light. Or light is usually described in these experiences, inner light. The eye is the lamp of the body. So it says in the Bible. And may thine eye be single. Talking about the third eye, the Christed eye, the eye of wisdom, the sacred eye, the third eye. When we raise up the Kundalini, which is awareness, which is energy, which is the evolutionary energy in us, we're able to see inner light. In yogic terminology, the Star of Bethlehem is the third eye, the light that illumines the third eye. Why do we light candles during sacred events? Why do we burn torches in eternal flames and call them eternal flames, memorial flames? Why on the celebration of Pentecost do we use the image of enlightened fire? What do we seek in this new era, this era of new thought, this expansive spirituality, this time of quests taken by many? We seek illumination. We seek to know that of which we already are. The consciousness of light is not dense, though it can pierce through everything and does pierce through everything and gives a brightness to everything. When we think of inertia and we think of matter, we think of denseness. We think of the dark color of earth. But like the light of the sun that sustains us, nourishes us, light will be forever a source that we can tap into, that we can be guided by. Sages through the ages speak of light and have spoken of light. When revelations have been given, we speak of light transmissions. No matter who we are, where we are, what we've done, will eternally be in line, in alignment with light. Light doesn't end. Light can't end. And so as we spend days with family, friends, loved ones, we illumine our houses, the interior and exterior of our houses, with that very element of light.
I want to continue by saying that pure spirit, excuse me, pure spirit and light are synonymous. They are without form or boundary. This is according to Robert Perry, author of the book Return to the Heart of God, The Practical Philosophy of A Course in Miracles. He He says that this oneness, that is heaven, is composed of what might be called pure spirit, spirit without form or boundary, so that it has no limitation, no end, and nothing outside of it, and it is composed of eternity, which is not an endless crawl of moments, but a single all-encompassing moment, which the course of miracles calls always. It does not flow like a river from past to future because, as the Course says in a play on words, quote, always has no direction. Footnote 9. In eternity, there is no perception, but only what the Course calls knowledge. This refers not only to the knowing of mundane facts and information, but to the direct, unshakable certainty that comes from being one with the very essence of what is known. Thus, while our world is made from top to bottom of the fabric of separateness, the Course teaches that true reality is composed of the fabric of oneness. Oneness and light are synonymous, interchangeable. Quote, it is merely an awareness of perfect oneness. If this is so, then such a realm is clearly beyond our current comprehension. For while you think that part of you is separate, the concept of a oneness joined as one is meaningless. Footnote 10. We can only approximate an understanding of it using crude symbols and metaphors. Perhaps a visual metaphor can help. One beautiful passage the Course builds, one step at a time. The metaphor of a vast field of radiant light, without gaps or shadows and without ends. It will help you try to visualize each step as it unfolds. To quote the Course in Miracles, beyond the body, beyond the sun and stars, past everything you see, and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle, and all the circle fills with light before your eyes. The edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break, or limit anywhere. Within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity, nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. So this light is limitless, it's changeless, it's radiant, as we said before. Everything is dissolved in light. All density, or darkening element of tamasic thinking, tamasic behavior, is dissolved in light. We see because of light. We are because of the light of pure spirit. Heaven is not this place with separate forms, such as beautiful mountains, rivers glistening, colorful trees, more colorful and vibrant than our world. It's a one unified field of light. And we speak of going into that light, and people see that light in near-death experiences, and people see that as they enter into the realm of infinity, of eternity. So many accounts and visions that I've spoken of earlier are recalled with flashes of light. When we have flashes of insight, we speak of saying that a light bulb went off in her head. Light again. Satori, in the Buddhist world, is a flash of illumination, a flash of enlightenment. Light illumines the mind, illumines the body, illumines our every cell. It pierces through every membrane in our body. It sustains us. We each have what's called the light quotient. And we can strengthen that length, that light quotient. Some people have very vibrant auras. Others have more dense ones. With dense being slower vibrations, slower frequencies being associated with them. Darker colors in the auric field. Whereas somebody with a radiant being, radiant blessedness, has a very vibrant aura that extends outward many feet from the body, as is seen by clairvoyance. So everything will ultimately merge back into that oneness. At some time or another, depending on what you believe about the afterlife, whether or not this life is the only life we have, and whether or not you believe that this life in which we are in is even real. The Course in Miracles speaks of it as a dream, created by a tiny mad idea that everything could be separate, that we could be separate from God, when in fact we can't. And never were, and never will be. So what can we do to be illumined? Well, we can engage in self-observation. We can learn through self-denial to deny our fixations, our compulsions, our attachments, our desires. We can become more and more sattvic or pure. We can increase our radiance through acts of goodness, kindness, through compassion. We can increase our light quotient by tuning into higher vibratory beings, masters, angels, archangels, celestial beings, and the one unified source of God awareness. God is everything, the allness. Tuning in to higher frequencies involves, like I said, a denial of our attachments, a dissolving of our attachments, a dissolving of the things that keep us bound and limited. We are not limited in our true scope and our true nature. We are forever. But we are pretending to be many, pretending to be individuals. Only for a short time. Whether or not you believe in reincarnation determines how you act in this world, or whether or not you believe in sin and redemption also affect how you act in this world or atone for sins. I personally don't believe that sin is reality or sin is in reality. Sin is part of the ego thought system. Sin is only made real when we act and believe and think with the ego. We can never truly sin. Does that mean we can go out and kill and say that we don't sin? No. But what I mean is that we get caught up in this game of meritocracy, of rewards and punishment. And such behaviors that can be considered to be mistaken. Only mistaken can be corrected. Even the worst crime imaginable can be corrected. We can be free from that, from the guilt from that. Our whole goal in life is to free ourselves from unconscious guilt. And that would be tamasic, that would be darkening. Darkening in our consciousness. Hitler can be redeemed. Hitler is forever loved. Saddam Hussein is forever loved. Does that mean he'll spend time in an astral hell somewhere? Or does that mean he'll come back and be reincarnated because of what he has done and what he did to many people, torturing and killing people? Chances are he will have to reincarnate. Chances are Hitler's already reincarnated. Everyone gets another chance. We get infinite chances. We don't have only one chance. That doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to live a life of darkness and just come back for another one. That we can do that. No, we can't do that. Because that also influences our karma and our fate in the afterlife and in our next life. When we speak of evil, we speak of darkness or absence of light. Why do we do that? Light is such an archetype, a ruling idea energy. Light is omnipresent. As we've said, it's everywhere. But we people, we make choices and we do things to darken our soul, to dim the light of our spirit. We are light, and therefore, the gradations, as we spoke of earlier, are affected by our choices. How we shine, how we radiate, whether we radiate or not, is impacted by our actions and by our thoughts. Our body, according to Swami Sivananda, is really thoughts, moods, convictions, emotions, objectified. The Course in Miracles speaks of that very thing too, in different words. That we made the body. The body is made of density, of inertia. We will shed this body. It's a mere cocoon. It's a mere dwelling place for the spirit. We have infinite capacity to continually recharge our essence. To reaffirm who we are in light. The ever-expansive nature of light is something that we can be joyful about and joyful because of. Because at seeming times of the absence of light, times where we perceive there to be an absence of light in our life, we find ourselves yearning for that very spirit. So light a candle every day. Light some candles in the plurality. Surround yourself by a flame symbolic of the light presence that is in you. The Christ is forever a light presence. Krishna was a Christ. Yeshua Jesus was a Christ. We were made to be Christ. There's only one Son of God, existing in many aspects, but yet are contained in the whole. A Course in Miracles calls this the sonship. We are not broken, we are not fragmented, we are not separate from one another. We are still in that radiant circle of light, as was spoken of a little earlier. We are still in the graces of God. We never fall from grace. We only seem to. In relativity, and in Maya, and in separation, and in delusion, and in illusion, we can be in these things and feel an absence of the light, but we can never, ever be disconnected from it. Though our light may be dim, there's still opportunity after opportunity awaiting for us to recharge ourselves, rejuvenate ourselves, re-enliven ourselves, to re-enlighten ourselves. Enlighten, enlighten, enlighten. Illumine, illumine, illumine. These things are possible in this life because we are in heaven already. We never left it. We created this world. Sounds outrageous and it sounds blasphemous to even say that. But over eons of time, according to the Course in Miracles, we shattered the one reality. We seem to shatter the one reality that is unified. And we constructed this alternate reality like going through a garbage heap, picking up scrap after scrap. Like scavengers in a junkyard. And we made what we see, even in all its intricacies. And we were only able to do that because of what existed in us already. Infinite. Infinite light. Infinite power. God-likeness. Our very godlikeness gives us the ability to extend and to create. And there was no reason to be separate. There was no reason to have separate forms. No reason for this light to be seemingly fragmented or shattered. Again, that never really happened, only appeared to happen. So how do we find solace and peace, knowing that we help to create a reality that doesn't really exist? Because nothing real can be threatened, and that is heaven. Let's just say that the light of awareness that shines in each person has the potential for us to see and to remember our inner divinity. Every life has that potential to remember. We dissociated. Blacked out this awareness of oneness, this awareness of radiant light in what was called the separation. And we continue to do it at times in our lives. And sometimes it takes people and teachers and illumined masters, illumined lives, to help us remember our innate divinity, our pure spirit, which is light. We need to be reminded. We need models. Inside of us are energy channels called nadis. They too pulse with light. We are pulsations of light, filled with infinite potential for excellence, for caliber. They have a lasting impact on our world. I mentioned earlier eternal flames that people light to memorialize people. It's a symbol of a more all-encompassing reality that we cannot change, that nothing we can do will change it, will change that fact. And so in ecstasy, and in visions, in revelations, we speak of radiance. We speak of the very element which we've been talking about, light. Light. May the light during this season shine bright in your life. May the light of awareness dawn on you. May you awaken with the coming, the second coming, the eternal second coming, the coming that happens over and over and over again, that never stops, the second coming of that Christ-light presence. We are light bearers, and we are anointed by virtue of our very beingness with the light presence of Christ. Christmas season and the holiday seasons in the celebration of light. It's about the light of awareness coming and dawning in us. Gnosis, divine union, illuminosis, divine revelation. The light dwelling within, the divine indwelling. And so, as we seek self-mastery in our lives, may we never forget what we're composed of innately, pure spirit, pure light. We are not bodies, but our temple of the body houses that infinite, ever-expansive light. I thank you for joining me today for this free episode of Turning Points and Transformations, which you can listen to and download for free at turningpointsandtransformations.org. That's turningpoints and A-N-D, transformations.org. There's a radio station, podcast station. You can try and buy most of the episodes of Turning Points and Transformations in the archives. Not in the archives, excuse me, in the e-store. You can try them by. You can listen to old shows on there. And then add them to your cart if you so desire. $2 a download. $2 to own the old past shows. There's many inspirational topics. This one was a more general one. I get very specific with other ones. Get very passionate about some of the topics. $2 downloads. But this one is free, a gift from me to you. So tune in next week. That would be the 19th. For another episode of Turning Points and Transformations. This is Brian Rice, wishing you well, blessing you with light and peace, the peace of awareness, the light of awareness, that you may too become an illumined sage, like the sages of the ages. Peace and joy to you.
Fire arrived, unmediated to me.
illumination in me. I am full of peace, not afraid of what lies ahead. This gift to my heart, overflowing joy. It's just God's way of loving us, revealing the way.
Ecstasy, especially imperishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return.
I awoke from the dream of the hell that I made, 'cause the light is alive and I feel only bliss. Now I need to share this gift with the world. I realize who I am. Now I must lead a flock to the land of milk and honey that taste and a glimpse, beatific vision in the burning bush. Well, in an exile so sweet I could cry.
Oh, ecstasy, especially imperishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return. Ecstasy, especially imperishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return. Ecstasy, especially imperishable light, has perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return.
There is illumination in self realization that you are a beloved son and daughter of God.